USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Hundreds are mourning in Monterey Park, California, as they gathered for a candlelight vigil on Tuesday night, honoring the lives lost. Resident Annie Say shared her emotions.
It breaks my heart, and I have friends that lost people in this shooting. My aunt lost somebody in this shooting. My friend lost somebody in this shooting, so it's not right.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in California today to address the increase of mass shootings in the Golden State. Microsoft said it was investigating reports of outages to its services, including Teams and Outlook, with thousands of users globally reporting that the products were not available. The company said in a tweet it had identified networking issues and was working to troubleshoot the next steps. The complaints are customers were unable to access Microsoft's collaboration software, Teams, as well as Outlook, Xbox Live services, and its 365 products early Wednesday. The shorter list might be who does not have top-secret documents in their home. Lawmakers in Washington appear to have a lackadaisical approach in keeping America's secrets secret. Former President Trump, President Biden, and now former Vice President Mike Pence have all been found with documents they should not have in their possession. Let's get an update on where lawmakers stand regarding the national debt ceiling.
McConnell says it's up to Speaker Kevin McCarthy to wrangle the House Republican caucus.
In this current situation, the debt ceiling fix, if there is one, or how it's to be dealt with, will have to come out of the House.
Between the lines, McConnell seemed to suggest yesterday that he has the votes to get Democrats to 60 in the Senate, if McCarthy can broker a deal, potentially also across the aisle, in the next 6 months. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
After the Taylor Swift concert ticket fiasco late last year caused by failures at Ticketmaster, the company was told by lawmakers to appear on Capitol Hill Tuesday.
You have brought together Republicans and Democrats in an absolutely unified cause.
That's Senator Richard Blumenthal during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing into Ticketmaster's handling of Taylor Swift concert tickets.
Ticketmaster had the temerity to imply that debacle involved in pre-ticket sales was Taylor Swift's fault. And may I suggest respectfully that Ticketmaster ought to look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem. It's me.
But Live Nation head Joe Berchtold said the companies aren't to blame. Automated bots are.
This is what led to a terrible consumer experience, which we deeply regret.
The Senate Judiciary Committee investigating Ticketmaster's dominance in the ticketing industry following its merger with Live Nation. I'm John Schaefer.
A judge in Fulton County, Georgia, heard arguments Tuesday on whether the final report from a special grand jury investigating alleged election interference should be made public. The documents will remain sealed at this time. A judge in Hawaii on Tuesday ordered Albert Ian Schweitzer released from prison immediately after his attorneys presented new evidence and argued that he did not commit the 1991 murder, kidnapping, and sexual assault of 23-year-old Dana Ireland. Advances in DNA testing is attributed to his release. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.